Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Bendro Yamini is a senior journalist at Yediot Achronot. He's an author, and we wanted to catch up with him and chat to him about the future of Hamas in Gaza. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
Of course, the whole discussion is starting to shift to the day after. Hamas seems to accept that maybe they won't be the de facto leader of Gaza. It's all very, very confusing. What is the latest situation there?
First of all, yes, it is confusing because we are dealing with a terror organization. Here and there, we have this kind of signs that they pretend that maybe they will do us a favor and stay behind the scenes. But when they speak with their own public, they keep on saying, we are the ruling power, we are not going to give up. Who should we listen to? I think we should listen to the people who say, no, we are staying. We are going to be the only one power. Maybe here and there, because of tactical reasons, we will give somebody else to be the leader, but they are going to be the rulers of the Gaza Strip. That's what they say. Saeed Hamdan, one of the leaders, just said it in a conference of Al Jazeera in Doha, and he's not the only one, but when they open their mouths publicly, not by rumors, not by, some other people who say what they say exactly the same thing. They are going to rule the Gaza Strip.
How does Israel ever make sure that they aren't? How does it become clear that Hamas is not ruling Gaza?
Well, it's not easy. It's not easy because we know exactly what happened. I mean, we had already 500 days. It did not work out, not because Israel did not win, just because they are totally dig under the earth and under the buildings and the huge system of tunnels was not totally exposed. We have to admit it. It's not simple. And the price for Israel to do it, Israel can do it, but the price is going to be very, very high. Should we do it in one stage or another, we will have to do it, no doubt about it. First mission, according to most of the Israelis, according to the poll that was published just last evening, most Israelis right now want the hostages to be freed. Only after you should consider what and how to continue with Gaza Strip. And when I'm saying to continue with Gaza Strip, it doesn't mean that we have to keep on the same way that we did in the last 500 days. Yes. It means that maybe, just maybe, I'm not a military person, but just maybe, we have to think about more sophisticated ways in order to defeat Hamas. And yes, we need to defeat Hamas. But we have, first of all, some rest in order to think what was wrong in the last 500 days. And what should be done in order to achieve the goal of defeating Hamas?
Is Hamas ruled from within Gaza, or does the leadership of Hamas still sit outside of Gaza, and therefore it's almost imperative to deal with that externally?
It's a very good question because I'm not sure that we have one answer. Because when I speak with high-rank officials, even from the intelligence, you hear a few voices. I mean, not one voice. So we don't know. I guess it is just as it was before, which means a kind of combination between the internal leadership and the outside leadership. So it's both. I mean, eventually, the people that control the hostages, for example, are the people from inside, the people that are in Gaza Strip. So, but yes, decisions, I mean, the negotiation is with the people who are outside, right. The people from Doha, the people who live in five-star hotel and have bank accounts that you and I will never have.
Right. So then, given that they're a terror organization, given that they're playing a long game, given that they will say anything to achieve a goal, is any form of negotiation even relevant? Aside from the hostage release, let's assume that's done. After that,
no, is
there any point?
Look, first of all, I disagree with what you said at the beginning. I mean, they are not ready to do everything or to pretend. They are honest people, honest in the... I mean, when they say we want to destroy Israel,
right.
They mean it. When they say repeatedly
right.
that they want to exterminate the Jews, they mean it. So they are not, you know, bluffing. They are not manipulating. They say exactly what, here and there, because of tactical reasons, they are willing to do business with Israel, just like now. I mean, the whole story of the hostages deal, it's a kind of, you know, here we are negotiating because they want to achieve some goals, but this is not the real goal. The real goal is the destruction of Israel. And they, in just a few days ago, it was... Hamed Saadan, one of the leaders, who said it publicly. I mean, the main goal is just as it was, the destruction of Israel.
Right.
So they do not hide it. They do not have to manipulate. They say it. Even if here and there they will accept some concessions in order to stay in power.
I was listening to a very interesting podcast, a long-form podcast with Yoav Gallant, and one of the things he was talking about was when it comes to dealing with an enemy or multiple enemies in war, you go for the strongest enemy first because you don't want to be fatigued, weakened when you eventually fight the enemy. And it was a discussion around Hezbollah. He wanted to attack Hezbollah, take them out first, and it was a fascinating conversation. But one of the assumptions that he made there was that Hezbollah was significantly stronger than Hamas is. And I don't want to even compare them. But the question that I want to get to is, was there miscalculation in terms of Hamas's strength? Even that logic, saying that Hamas is the weaker of the two, it appears as though Hamas somehow is surviving more than we would have expected them to. Have we underestimated Hamas's strength?
Yeah, it's very interesting because we all thought that Hezbollah is much stronger, but there is a difference, and the difference is that when we are speaking about the Hezbollah, they have something to lose, something which does not exist with Hamas, because Hamas does not have a state. They are the state. Speaking about Hezbollah, they have Lebanon. It's a state, and there is a public pressure against the Hezbollah that Israel could use. Now they do not renew the rockets, the launching of rockets, because they have a state, because of their situation in the state, in the political arena, and so on. So they did not want eventually that Israel will totally destroy all the Lebanese infrastructure, speaking about power supply and so on. But we don't have the same situation with Hamas. Hamas, they don't care. They just don't care. You can do whatever you want, just like, by the way, Yemen. I mean, there is nothing to do there. You cannot open the gates of hell, just like what President Trump said. Sorry, you don't understand the situation.
Mm.
They are living in hell, and for them it's okay because they are a terror organization. So they don't care. You cannot really threat with hell because they are in hell, and they don't mind as long as they have their weapon, as long as they can make some damage to Israel, and as long as the international community is pressing Israel to give them more and more supply, humanitarian supply. I mean, they have enough.
Yeah, that is unfortunately where we leave it. It's a fascinating conversation, and one at this stage without end, because it will need to play out, and we need to learn more about the situation. That was Ben Drori. He's a senior journalist at Yediot Achronot. He's an author talking to us about the future of Hamas in Gaza.